First up today on the Country Hour, let's head to Central Australia, where a former president of the NT Cattlemen's Association is trying his hand at something very, very different. At Ulu Farm near Tea Tree, Roy Chisholm has started growing a trial crop of mung beans. Our reporter, Hugo Rickard-Bell, travelled out to the farm to check out these new beans on the block.
I'm standing at the gate entrance to Ulu Farm, about 170 k's north of Alice Springs. When I look back towards the direction I came, all I can see is red dirt and some spin effects. But as I drive through the gate, I'm met with what can only be described as a horticultural oasis. There are centre pivots watering rose grass for hay, I can see some lemon trees, even some almonds. But what I'm here for is to find out about a new crop of mung beans, the first in Central Australia. Now, this little legume has been trialled in the top end, but it's pretty new down here.
I thought it was a dopey hippie, but it's a little seed about the size of half a pea. You put them in the ground and you try and grow them, and they poke up and they grow about 2 inches in 10 days. What happens from here, I have no idea.
That's Roy Chisholm, owner and manager of Ulu Farm. You could say he's a pioneer in mung bean farming for Central Australia, taking part in a trial started by the CRC Northern Australia.
NT Farmers are a partner of that, Northern Territory DPI are a partner in that, and we're also the other partners. So really it's just to see if they grow, and you know, with no real determined outcome at the end of it.
Barry Spears works on Ulu Farm and is responsible for overseeing the trial. I asked how he thinks it's all going.
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Seeing they've only been in like about 8 days, and yeah, they've come along very well, shooting very good. So yeah, we're pretty happy with them at the moment. So yeah.
And do you want to just walk us through what's a day like in the life of a mung bean farmer?
Oh yeah, a bit different, mate. So yeah. Standing there watching them and just hope they're going to grow and, yeah, don't end up like a mung bean.
Why are we looking into mung beans, Roy, in Central Australia?
We were meant to be growing peanuts right at the beginning, and then, you know, it was determined that really there was no benefit in growing a peanut in Central Australia. They'd been tried before at Alicurang, and, you know, there was no point replicating that trial here. So I suggested to NT Farmers, what else can we grow that may be of a benefit, and they came up with a mung bean. So nobody really knows much about them, whether they'll grow or whatever. So it's an experimental trial, but anyway, so far so good.
So what sort of challenges do you think you'll come up against, Barry?
Well, later on, the heat wise, to see how they go. When this weather sort of racks off and changes back to our 40s and that, are they going to handle that heat or are they just going to turn over? So yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see and, yeah, go forward from there and see what happens.
So, Roy, what do you hope to get out of this trial?
If the, you know, sort of the industry gets a benefit from, you know, the trial, that's good. It'd be no benefit to me. I'm just providing the water and the ground to do it, and sort of Barry and I are doing the sort of legwork and that. So all the scientific stuff, then the results, that'll be a benefit to the industry further down the track. So, you know, it's something I've sort of, you know, got a lot out of the sort of NT Farmers and DPI over the years. So this is just a way of giving a bit back.
The NT Farmers and DPI, have they given any indication of what they're hoping to get out of these trials?
Not at the moment. Basically, to see if they will grow. If they do and they tick all the boxes, well, there's a commercial opportunity in the future.
So Barry, we've got a lot of different horticultural crops growing out here in Ulu Farm. We've got, you know, your lemons, your almonds, your rose grass. Is there anything different with farming mung beans that you've come across?
No, not really yet, mate. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens at the end of if they do grow and how we harvest them and, yeah, what are we going to do with them.
And, Roy, is there any infrastructure changes that you've had to make to Ulu Farm to accommodate for mung beans, or has it been pretty well as you go?
Yeah, probably the only big change I've had to do is retrain Barry to get his sarong and everything ready for the Sunday market in Alice.
That's Roy Chisholm there of Ulu Farm near Tea Tree, speaking to Hugo Rickard-Bell. So just repeating the news, mung beans in the ground. there near Tea Tree. We've seen them trialled and tested in the top end. Now, Mung Beans getting a run in Central Australia.